Case number 12,688, Evelyn Cosentino seeks a variance from the front yard setback and side yard setback requirements for an existing and proposed structure. Sections 115, 183, and 115, 185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northeast side of Betty Street, approximately 495 feet from Old Shawnee Road. The 911 address is 5531 Betty Street, Milford. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 130, MAP 3, parcel 84. The applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing garage with a lean-to proposed and a 5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing non-conforming dwelling. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present? If you would, please come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Evelyn Cosentino, 5531 Betty Street, Milford, Delaware.
Thank you. Sir?
Frank Umstetter. I live with Evelyn. We're partners.
And same address?
Same address, yeah. 5531 Betty Street.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to recuse myself from this case.
Mr. Corman will be recusing himself. Good evening. We'll leave the floor to you.
Well, originally, we submitted permits to get this pole building put in by Diamond State Pole Buildings, 5-foot from the fence. It was 24 by 24 with a lean-to on the front. We were told at 9:30 that it was accepted. Everything was approved. Then all of a sudden, they come out 2 weeks later to stake it out, and instead of being 5-foot from the line, it was 10-foot. Then we were told that the county made a change in it that we could not put it there because of the lean-to. The building is installed. The lean-to was never put on because of the square footage. What we want to do now is instead of having it in front of the garage, put it on the left side of the garage, just as a porch roof.
But to kind of backtrack, when the building, we received the permit for
The whole building.
The pole building, the lean-to, and got the permit for 5-foot from the property line. We had the permit.
It was accepted.
And they came out, it was accepted, got a call 2 weeks later. They said there was a glitch somewhere, I don't know, from the county or from Diamond State Pole Building, and said it had to be, with that square footage adding the lean-to, it had to now be 10-foot. So when they restaked it, we couldn't get into the garage.
Couldn't even get in.
It was literally in the back of the yard. So I said, okay, we'll go smaller on the pole building. No, you can't do that because the materials were already ordered because we had had a permit. So we were kind of stuck with the materials, and yes, we did get a credit on the lean-to materials, but now we're stuck with this big, not stuck with the big pole building because it's beautiful, but we would still like to do lean-to on the side rather than the front. Just because now the building was a little bit closer up, so if we added the lean-to the way that originally the plans were.
It's too close.
It's too close to the house, you know.
If I may, I think, as I understand it, Ms. Norwood, the pole building, just as a structure, complies because it's less than 600 square feet.
Correct.
So for the applicant's certification, what that means is there's accessory structures that are 600 square feet or less can be 5 feet from the property line. However, when they are enlarged and they're beyond that, and a lean-to would do that, that then makes it, it has to comply with the 10-foot setback.
Right.
So that's what I think we have here. Is that right, Ms. Norwood?
Right, yes.
That's what they said, yeah.
I think we're like 140, 160 feet over, is what they said, but we were told, and we, you know, we would have probably went as big, and we went high because we wanted the lean-to enable to get the cars in. The garage was offset and the door, so when they had the pole supporting the lean-to, we'd be able to get our cars in. But when they kicked it back and said, oh, sorry, we had a permit, but now we have to redo this.
At 10 foot off.
At 10 foot off.
You couldn't get in.
So we had to redo the whole plans. Now the garage was in the center. So now we can't do the, that's another reason, we can't do the lean-to in the front. We didn't ask for it in the front. And we went on the side.
To the left.
It's because now the garage is centered and not off-center, so we can get in the car around the pole that they put for the lean-to.
So basically, just taking a little bit more of the yard up than...
So, you had an original plan.
Mm-hmm.
Then you found out you had to redo that plan.
Right. We had a date that they came, they said, I think it was on 9/22, September 22nd, 21. And they gave us a start date, they're going to start November 22nd, 26. But then we got a call saying, oh, something happened, now you have to be 10 foot. Because we did our homework and we even asked them, they came out, they staked it. They told us exactly everything we could do. And our contractor had said, I guess they were adding, I don't know if he was knowledgeable or, I mean, because I hadn't even called the county so we would know too. And they said, in Sussex County, you go as high as you want, but you have to be 10 foot from the property line of the square footage. And as you said, the lean-to added more square footage, but we thought we were all still in compliance because we got that permit.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know. I mean, we were going according to what our contractor said.
And you weren't putting it any closer to your property line. This is, if I'm understanding, this is heading towards the center of your property rather
right.
than the other side.
Right. Because the pole building's already there, but now if we do the lean-to, it's going to go
more to the middle of the
anyone's property.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And from what we understand, nobody's complaining about it since we've talked to the neighbors, and it's not going to hurt anybody.
When was this constructed?
Well, it was supposed to start in November, but they didn't come out until, I think it was December.
Yes.
Yeah, because they had to redo the plans, had to,
resubmitted.
Yeah, resubmitted everything that they had to do.
And if I understand what your testimony is, one of the reasons it has to be where it is so that you could actually access it with a vehicle?
Yes.
Right, because when we were having the lean-to, when it got kicked back, and they said, okay, now we have to restate this. They came out, and the whole building was literally behind the house. There was no way. I mean, I tried it out. I was like, well, there's no way I can get in the garage. It wasn't feasible what we wanted for.
And I also see your property has a septic system.
Yes.
As well, so that takes up some of the area in your yard as well. Is that right?
The septic is behind the garage out towards the fence line.
Just behind the house.
Behind the house,
oh, yeah,
but it,
yeah.
One thing that we also have is a variance for the existing dwelling because it appears not to comply by, I forget the number there, 5 feet, right?
The house is non-conforming.
Yeah, the house was there when you bought the property?
Yes.
How old is that house?
1960.
Okay.
Been there for
30
years.
Any complaints about the house?
No.
And how far, is there a gap between your front property line and the edge of paving and Betty Drive?
From the front of the house to the street?
Yes.
There's the front yard.
It's roughly 20 to 25 foot from the house to the street.
Well, it says on the survey here that there's 25 feet from the edge of the front of the dwelling
mm-hmm.
to the front property line. However, we often will see there's a gap sometimes between where that right-of-way goes, but where the paving actually is. Does the paving go right to your property line?
Well, the mailbox is right there,
yeah,
set foot back about a foot from the street, so it's pretty darn close to that because you had a stake out front that was a foot off the actual asphalt. So it's 1 foot off the actual street.
One thing, is there I'm guessing there's some steps off the front of the house?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3 steps.
3 steps, do you have a landing at all?
No.
Okay, so it's just
not front. Front, there's 3 steps on the side
No, going in just in front of your house, three steps, is there a landing of any sort?
Yes, yes, it's about 3 foot out from the house.
2 foot, I guess, yeah.
3 foot.
So it appear we would need that as well, right, Ms. Warwood?
I think I allowed for that. It appeared to me in a Google picture, it was a pretty, it's a pretty low step.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that.
It's pretty low to the ground, the whole.
Yeah, it's not high at all.
I just want to make sure we're covering that, if need be. Have any other questions?
Other questions from the board?
What are you planning on using the lean to for?
Just like a resting area, like a little porch for grilling or just sitting out there, even though she's got a porch. It'd be nice to kind of sit back off the street a little bit and in the backyard.
Are you able to reasonably use your property without that?
Oh, yeah.
We could, but originally when we had the plans.
That's what we had it for.
It was the whole package was what.
You created the expectation for yourself that you'd be able to have this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now that's been kind of.
Then everything changed.
And I think it was very disappointing to us because after we were told we had the permit didn't happen. And then I said, okay, well, then we'll just go smaller. We'll bring it down, we'll make it smaller. And he says, well, you can't because we already ordered the materials. So I was kind of like back and forth. I was like, well, if we had a permit and you ordered the materials,
yeah,
then why aren't we in compliance? Why we already had a permit for that 5 foot? So I don't know where that breakdown was in Diamond State Pole Building.
And you said they did explain. Give you a credit for the lean too?
They gave us a credit because.
Just for the wood. Just
yeah,
for the wood.
Yeah,
all
we're
the
stuck
metal.
With
you paid for the materials.
Yes.
You have the materials.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still paying.
Yep.
So they credit, I think, the
for the
cement.
trusses and the cement.
Yeah. But we have the rest of the metal, I guess.
The metal, yeah.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. He said they couldn't do it because it was already pre-cut.
Oh, yeah.
That was also why they couldn't go smaller.
Did Diamond State get your permit for you?
Yes. On submitted for permit 9/22, received start date letter November 22nd. The permit got, oh, everything was supposed to start 9/30, and I guess the permit got pulled November 2nd or the 4th is when we got the call.
Either they
so
read
we had
some-
to redo everything of what we really our original plans, you know, and I was even to the point of. Okay, maybe we just won't even get it at all, you know, but
yeah.
It was kind of all their little wording in there, you know. I think we were going to kind of
be stuck
because they could redo the whole building. They just couldn't redo
the structure.
Yeah. So believe me, I mean, I was very disappointed. Kind of put us in a hard spot.
The building is nice, and she was really interested in having that porch. But we don't know if Diamond State made a mistake in not reading everything correctly. All we were told was there was a mistake. It has to be redone and moved 10 foot over.
Well, what he told us was that, because I said, we don't know the laws, the rules, or you know what's out there. And we relied on him, and then he said, oh, the county overlooked it. And I was like, well, so it was kind of like a back and forth thing, you know? Like, are you blaming the county? Because then why did the county approve it? And then
yeah.
Now you see it. So that's where we're at. We don't know. I'm not saying the county. I'm not saying, I just, we don't know. They put us in the middle of it, and you're relying on person.
And basically it's costing her more money for what's going on.
Yeah, because I could have got the lean to for, you know, sure. I'm paying probably double, like almost triple for this.
Mm.
But it's,
which is a situation you did not create.
No.
Any other, no further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of application number 12688? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12688? Operator?
At this time, there's currently no one standing by.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12688 for Ms. Evelyn Costantino. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12688 has been approved. Have a good evening.
What do we have to do now? Submit it to the builder again, or?
There'll be a written opinion that will be issued. Okay. Usually about, it's within 2 months that'll be approved. And then there's an appeal period after that. As we say at the beginning, any approval is subject to the risk, after the applicable appeal period. So you could either wait that out, or you could, if you wanted to submit, we could talk to staff about that process.
But basically, wait just in case something happens that it
didn't. The board's decision is not final until the written decision is approved. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
And we only meet twice a month.
Until we get a letter, I'll do anything.
But there'll be a letter submitted to you when the written findings are complete.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Next case.